Welcome back to the TSU, as I call it, the world famous TSU, Anna.
I know. TSU was everywhere we saw.
There was a lot there was a lot of graffiti, isn't there?
Yeah. TSU Oakland. TSU Berkeley.
Why don't they have any pictures of you, Anna? That's my question.
Who? Oh, with that? Well, yeah. We're going to have to let them know.
So before we have a lot to talk about this show, because everybody wants to know what happened to the 50-person gangbang, by the way, with our friends Bill and Freddie.
It was met. The goal was met.
So let's get into our trip real quick. We just had a little bad luck in going, or your car charger wasn't going. My friend Maria canceled. We were running late. We got to the hotel. The freaking digital key wouldn't work. It was a series of things, but you know what?
It was an adventure.
We were ready to fucking party, weren't we?
Oh, yeah, we did.
So we're going to talk about who was going. Our friend Sherry and Jeremy went.
GT.
Our real friends who, what was their names last time? So we use their names?
It was Penny and Roger.
Yes, their real names are Bill and Fanny. They can say their names. That's the gangbang couple. And our friends Cindy and Luke came. And there was a couple other people that showed up. But it was a group of people that was ready to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we started getting, we put it out there, we were going. You had a fair amount of guys riding you, Anna, didn't you?
Yeah. To kind of see if I was going or when I was going to be there and what days and all of that jazz.
I had a lot of people write me too, just asking if we were going to be there, what it was like. Fortunately, there was no girls writing me, but there was always that guys asking me if you were coming, which is kind of bullshit. as we were going down, right? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what happened to me. Any guesses?
Going down where? What were you going down?
I was going down in the elevator, but any guesses what happened to me?
Oh gosh, all the hot gays were like all over you.
So I said, hey, I had to run downstairs, and the hotel we're staying in has these multi-tier elevators. We have to take the middle one to get to all the other ones. I'm waiting for the elevator to open. Ding! I would say there was 12 to 15 guys. You say in my story, is there realistically how many, Anna?
Probably 8.
Yep. They were wearing no shirts. They were definitely leather men. They were in perfect shape.
Ready to party.
They were not an ounce of fat on their body. I looked just like I came out of a hotel buffet. And they were all wearing thongs. So I walked in and they're like, hello? Right?
Damn, the first thing you should have asked was, where are you going? I want to follow.
Well, the first thing they did was they started pushing me around like a pinball. Hello, hello, hello. Then I learned one thing.
They got excited.
Much like a lifestyle club. They were very gropey. I got groped up a fair amount.
No, don't say you haven't.
Well, that's true. But I had a wonderful time. They were very nice. And the one man, as the elevator was opening up, and I told him, have a great day. And you know what his response was? Sure will, because I'm going to fuck you later.
Oh, he's going to come for you. He knows what floor you live on.
So I go back up to our room. Obviously, we're pre-drinking, pre-partying a little. Anna, what are you wearing, by the way?
You mean what was I wearing?
Yeah, what were you wearing? Yes.
Oh, well, I had a cute black lace crop top, and then I had my leather mini skirt and some hot pink. Yeah, I think it was a hot pink.
You look pretty hot, though.
Yeah, fishnets and my stiletto boots.
I was wearing a t-shirt that said, I'm not a gynecologist, but I will take a look. And that was a gift from my daughter, by the way, for my birthday.
You know, that's good effort, right? that's all I can say for that shirt. Good effort. Did you take a look that night? Were you able to take a look at somebody?
Actually, I did. Oh, so good. Here's the deal. So as our traditional thing, sometimes we walk to the Tenderloin from our hotel in a group, so it's safe. We have a new tradition. Every year, what do? We go and get buzz balls from the local gas station, or what
the
is
liquor
that?
Store
liquor store
the
in the hood, I
now,
would say.
Now, I'm just going to side note here. Mm-hmm. We should only do one round of buzz balls in the beginning. That's it. No more follow-up buzz balls.
That was a bad mistake.
It led to craziness afterwards.
So here's what happened. I had one buzz ball. I got a little into it. And I was also drinking some alcohol out of my pocket, okay?
You were not.
Yes,
I was. You were not.
Yes, I was.
You were not.
So.
You mean outside of the club?
No, I wasn't drinking in the club. I was outside the club.
Oh, okay. Good.
So what happened was I told our friend Jeremy, hey, I'm going to walk and let's go get some more buzz balls. So I left you go in the club. You're going to say like, hey, I'm going to hang out with a VIP section. I'll be fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went and got some buzz balls, okay? I came back and looking for you and you're in a little VIP section. You were with quite a suave man with his arm around you, correct?
Well, I mean, he was being friendly and he was just, it was just an arm.
He was rather suave though, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
So as we were kind of kicking back, I think the alcohol, those buzz balls were hitting us a little, weren't they?
Oh, probably by then. Yeah,
so
definitely.
So you decided, hey, Now, did you hit the glory hole first or did you go to the stripper pole first? I forgot.
I was downstairs, the glory holes.
So we went to the glory hole. And of course, guys were like following us down, yes, right?
They do like to follow the lovely ladies.
Now, there was already some people in the glory hole when we were there, correct?
People on my side or
yes,
your
yes,
guy side?
On your the girl side.
I think so. Maybe one. I don't totally remember.
Okay.
Yeah, the buzz balls definitely were hitting by then, though.
Now, our friend who
was, but I do remember playing.
Yes, you were. And I was trying to recruit one of our friends who's bi, who I was trying to get him into doing the glory hole. I was trying to recruit him in, but he didn't quite go for it. He was almost going. I told him I would be his head pusher. So I was trying to be the team player. I mean, that's a good friend, right?
Yeah, that's really
so
jumping in there.
So after we did the glory hole, we walked around. We walked around the club a couple times. We paraded around. Now, I will tell you.
The stripper pole.
Before the stripper pole, we walked around downstairs a little couple times.
Yeah, we checked it out.
And the guys were quite into it. And I did take my phone outside at one point because I wrote some notes down as you were walking around. Because I took a little break because you can't have phones inside. So I want to read to you, Anna, what some of the guys said to you. Okay?
Okay. This is a recap.
Yeah. To me, these are the things not to say in a club trying to get a girl. You ready?
Or at least trying to get me.
Yes. Yummy? What's your response to that?
Well, I mean, that one is not that bad. But the other ones, I'm like,
How about this one? You like cock? No?
I mean, whether or not I do, you'll find out. Like, it's just an interesting question. It's definitely not the greatest, like, opener to a conversation with me.
Then one man looked at me and said, will she touch it?
Well, that's not for you to answer.
Exactly. Then one man looked at me and said, my queen. What's the my queen comment?
I mean, you know, I'm more of a princess, but yeah, I gotcha.
And then let's hook it up, girl. Any comments on that?
Nah. That one's kind of...
So you did hit the dance stage, right? You dance. How'd that go?
Yeah, I did. I like it. I like doing that. It's fun.
You were working it pretty good, though. The guys, I always thought, because when you get up there, the guys seem to flock to the front rails, too.
Well, that, and I felt it the next day. My legs were kind of ouchy.
You should do a little class.
No, because I was working. I was essentially just doing some, like, lunge-type workout. I was working the muscles.
I will tell you, though, for once, I was actually getting a little action on the stairs. My friend Sherry was actually giving me a blowjob on the stairs.
Aww.
Because I helped her with a favor. So she said, I owed you a blowjob.
She owes you a favor. Yes.
So I was getting a little action there. For once in my life, I actually got some stuff. So we actually went downstairs. We started to play a little down there. You started to play a little around with some people down there, correct?
Right. But... didn't I start on the second floor, though?
You started on the second... Yeah, you started on the second floor.
The main one?
Yes, the main floor. But I found a new thing, which I thought was real interesting up in that area. As you started to play, random men just started bringing you bottles of water.
I don't remember it. Yeah, it was too crowded.
It was, but they kept handing them to me, so I had like 5 bottles of water. It was like you were like playing in a tennis match, and the person was running out on their knees, and they hand you something?
Yes. I do want to say, guys, I would not offer bottles of water, especially to girls, if you don't know them. So if you want to, you can give them $2 to go get a bottle of water. But other than like maybe you and the friends that we came with, I wouldn't be able to take a water bottle from anybody because there have been times where things have been put in my drinks. So we can't do that. Just that's a public service announcement.
So no, it's good. And I think it's important because guys need to know that. Not that you're trying to be mean, but things have happened and things have happened to us before.
Or you could also like throw down like $10 or $20 upstairs to like at the snack bar and say, hey, a young lady needs water downstairs. Can you take it to her? So then at least staff can take the water to them or to the girl. And then it'll be just given straight to them.
So here's a couple interesting things that's going to happen in a series of this show. So as you were having some fun downstairs, my friend Sherry was with me, okay? And Sherry was holding my hand, and she was getting some action. And at one point, a man said something in my ear to me. And I looked, and I wasn't holding Sherry's hand. I was holding the man's hand. Now, this has happened not once, twice, but 3 times to me, and multiple times in clubs. And I don't know why I continually hold men's hand. It just seems to always happen with me.
I think it's just a natural progression to where you really, truly need to be.
So, and by the way, just a tease going to the next block, that's not the last time I'm going to hold a hand in this episode.
No, okay? This is innocent. Yeah. Or be groped by men, I mean.
So here's what we do. We're going to take a break, okay? And then when we come back, we're going to tell you what happened at the Folsom Street Fair. There's some great stories with our friends Bill and Fanny. And also, you're not going to believe what happened actually at the club, too. That's coming later. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back on The Sensational Unicorn. Okay, Anne, I want to play What Would You Rather?
Okay, go.
Would you rather give away a 30-day free access to your website or give me a blowjob?
Definitely give away free 30-day access.
Well, I got you. I got you covered. So our friends at Cassie, who we've partnered with, they will give you 30 days full access to their site, much like a lot of other people, but ours is cooler because you get to see Anna naked. What? So here's the deal. Shh, quiet. So here's the deal. Go to Cassie.com where there's an access code. Put in the Sensational Unicorn. It's S-I-N Unicorn. And you get a free 30-day access. No, nothing. We're not going to do anything to you. It's going to be 30 days.
That's like $53.
And see you naked. That's worth like $200. So do it today. Welcome back to the Food Network. I'm sorry. Welcome back to the TSU. Anna, once again, is in the studio. And what are you doing, Anna, by the way?
I'm getting ready. Why this is going to be a long segment.
Okay. We are jumping back into... You're hilarious, by the way. We're jumping back into actually Folsom Street Fair Day. So here's the deal. We got back from the hotel, back to the hotel, what time? About 3 a.m.? 3-ish?
3:30.
Yeah, 3:30. Now, if you know Anna, Anna loves to sleep in. Is that correct, Anna?
I am not a day or early morning. I'm not an early morning person.
Yes. So when I have to come over and wake up Anna at 10 o'clock, let's say, Anna is kind of like a Siberian tiger. That's the best way to describe you.
Not a Siberian tiger.
You have a little get up and going, okay? That's safe to say, right?
They are beautiful.
I know. Okay.
Beautiful creatures.
So let's just jump back into the outfits of set everybody up. What were you wearing? Because you had a great outfit. I'll give you that. You looked hot for your outfit. What were you wearing?
Actually, yes. For Folsom Street, I had a lot of amazing pieces from Hustler of Hollywood. That's where I got this beautiful iridescent, like, I don't know, just like pearl tile crop top thing. But you could see through it. And then I had my hot pink fishnets. And then I got some beautiful, beautiful sparkly glitter rhinestone pleasers, which are like stripper heels, but they were like a boot. And they're just gorgeous. And it had like an iridescent purple. And I got so many compliments for that because they were so gorgeous. Oh, and then I had a little hot pink thong with some, kind of like a tutu, but see-through. It is all rainbowy colors.
And a fanny pack.
Oh, yeah. My iridescent fanny pack, like PVC fanny pack. That was cool.
So on our day, we actually had good luck. We took an Uber there. We actually got there really easy. That was one of the best luck we've had in a long
great
time.
Great weather.
Yes. So we walk in. We found one of the great entrances where there's no line. We're walking in. And immediately the LBQT, the community loved your outfit. And you said, like, I must have done good because they are into it. That's what you said.
You know you got a good outfit going on when the queens are, like, yelling at you on how amazing you're looking. Or at least your outfit's looking.
So we started walking down the street. We met some really fun people. We met a very cute couples, right, that were just older ladies that were, they super thought cute, you were
and they
into.
Just wanted to take pictures with me.
Yeah, super cute.
Yeah.
So, you know, suddenly you said, like, oh, man, my shoes aren't right, right?
Yeah, so I had to take them off.
So we sat on, like, a bus stop, right?
Yes.
And suddenly it was like, there was a guy, hello, can I tie your shoes for you?
Yeah, and that was when I was putting them back on. And I was like, he said, look like you're struggling with that. Can I help you with that? And I'm like, I actually wasn't struggling with it. I was fine. If anything, I was struggling with the fact that I had to put them back on. So then I let him put my shoes on, and you know, that just got him super excited. And then he started offering me, first he asked if we wanted to go somewhere, another street or something. And I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, sir, I just met you.
I kind of felt like, I felt like we were in junior high too.
I mean, I wasn't ready because I was on a mission. You know me, I was on a mission and to find the Hustler booth. And so I was not ready to go like off course.
And he was like, I got some weed too. Alcohol.
Yeah, weed and alcohol. And then we finally were able to say, well, we'll be at the Power Exchange tonight. And, you know, a lot of things are happening there. And then, he ended up giving you his phone number.
Yeah. So I actually hooked up with him that night.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. He was, okay.
We got stoned and drank a little. Played some video games.
So that was the second time Ryan got molested this trip.
Yep, true. He didn't hold my hand, though. So me and Anna are walking down the street. And if you know, well, let's go back to your comment. You wanted to find the Hustler booth, right? Because we saw the Hustler guy, right?
Yeah. And he was like, come visit us at Folsom Street. We're going to be there. We probably passed this booth like 6 times.
I would say to the Hustler people, potentially the worst branding ever of a booth. Their like branding, it was actually backwards.
They had the Hustler, like this whole wall of Hustler,
step and repeat sign kind of.
Right,
yeah.
But it was backwards. It was facing them inside the booth and not outside, so people knew, that's the Hustler booth.
So it was kind of a disaster on that portion. But once Anna gets locked in, she gets locked in. So, okay. So let's I'm going to give everybody like a little virtual tour of what you see at the Folsom Street Fair. Okay, here we go. We're walking down the street. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a guy on his knees getting face fucked, right?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Right?
With lines.
Oh, there's some pet play people there. Oh, hello.
Pet play.
There's some furries. Now, I'm going to go on pet play real quick. I'm going to stop. Because you had me walking around because your feet were hurting you. You wanted me to go try to find the Hustler booth. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So I did see the pet play booth and I slid in there for a second to look at it. Now, I will tell you, I've always had a little fetish for the pet play people. The girls. I've always thought it'd be fun to have a little girlfriend that was a pet play girl to throw her a tennis ball. I know. I know realistically it's 99.69 dudes. I get it. But I have this thing of like, I'm going to be there and some like beautiful looking gold retrievers going to come up to me and be my best friend and we're going to have puppies in the future.
Oh, God.
I have that vision. But it's,
you don't want any more
but
puppies.
But realistically, it's a guy named Tony who's a coder from the Silicon Valley. I know it. I know it in my heart. Okay. So we're walking down the street. I'm walking down the street still. You're not with me, by the way. And I run into the Church of Satan was there.
Ooh,
now,
my.
Let me just tell you this. I am by far accepting of everybody. I love everybody. I love all types of fetishes. Occasionally, you will run into something that may be pushing the lines. Maybe.
Did it shock you?
Just having Jesus butt plugs was potentially pushing the boundaries of maybe.
Of your comfort.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, some people thought it was great. I was not going to stay within 30 feet of lightning hitting that place. That's just, but that's just me. Okay.
Well, I mean, butt plugs are silicone, so they don't, they're safe.
We did see a lot of guys getting their body hair shaved in the middle of the street too.
Oh
didn't
yeah,
we?
Or their full like scalp.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting.
That's interesting.
Now we did run.
Is that like a fetish? Or?
I think it is. I was kind of. Now you were still walking around quite a bit, right?
Oh yeah, now, I walked quite a bit in my heels, my pleasers.
Now I will say you were starting to hurt with your shoes.
Right, and I brought the flip flops.
Yes, so the good flip flops were in my bag. That's the good news. So we're walking around, more people, more dog people. There were some guys on the street getting fisted. That was quite interesting to see. That was fun.
I believe it.
By the way, I'll tell you a funny story about me. Many years ago, when I was there, the streets get very crowded, right? And there's lots of people that sometimes stand on the side and they jerk off. They like being exhibitionists, right?
One brought his own chair.
Yeah. Now, the one thing I never understood was The streets were so busy and people fight through it. Why wouldn't you just walk on the sidewalks behind the people jerking off and avoid the people, right? So I used to do that. When I was by myself walking, I would go on the sidewalk and get out of the traffic and walk behind the people jerking off. Well, till recently, I was looking online and saw a picture of some guy jerking off, and there's me in the background looking at his dick.
You were not.
Yes, I was.
When?
So that was my thought, like, people don't want to walk behind because they're in the background of photos. So that was something I kind of learned. So let's go back to your feet, Anna, real quick.
Okay? Yeah.
So you'd said, like, oh my goodness, my feet are hurting.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
So you said, I have to sit down.
Yeah, I did.
And I said, what? I got your back. I'm going to get your flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened?
We forgot them the first time I used them with the foot guy.
So the foot fetish guy probably lured us in with a free weed and alcohol.
And then I got really distracted and forgot about them.
So my first thought was, oh shit, this is
They're in the
good.
Middle of like the street, essentially.
Yes.
On the bus stop, like the little meridian for the bus stop, in the middle of the street at Folsom Street. And I'm like, they're not going to be there.
So I went walking to go look for them. Now in my head, I thought, there's no way they're going to be there. I have not told you this story what happened because I wanted to save it for the show.
Uh-oh.
So I went looking. I'm walking, and they're hot pink, by the way. So I'm walking. I look straight ahead near the bus stop. They'd move. There's the flip-flops. They're there.
Oh, okay.
I am ecstatic thinking, I've saved the day. You are going to be happy. I don't have to walk around for 40 minutes looking for flip-flops with you trying to people find these, right?
And then me freaking out.
Yes.
and crying.
And there were several people standing around the bus stop. So I go, my head's down, I'm looking, I'm running. I grab the flip-flops, and then somebody's behind me. I bend down to pick up the flip-flops, and then somebody's behind me, and I can't move. I swear to you, I look in front of me, there is a pair of low-hanging balls about 1 inch from my nose. There was a guy just wearing like nothing that was standing at the bus stop, and he kind of bent over. As I picked up the flip-flops, and his balls almost hit me in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I would have taken the guy hold my hand, by the way, just to let you know.
Yeah, you would take that. Okay, good. That's when you needed a guy holding your hand so that he knew, oh, shoot, I can't teabag this one.
And I told you this before, several years ago, I went with an old partner, and she was holding my hand. I was walking through a crowd of people, and I'd realize halfway through holding her hand that she had moved, and I was holding a man's penis behind me. So we're gonna bounce ahead. So we said, hey, let's head up this cool gay club we went to last time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our friends were there last time. We had a great time. So we go in,
loved it.
And the funny thing was, it was a huge club, small little cover to get in, but the crazy thing was there was a back patio that was small, right?
Yeah,
super small,
but it was
fucking literally rocking. The DJ was great. Anna got out there. I think eventually you kind of took your top off or peeled it up higher, right?
It was a little hot.
Some of those girls, there was these two girls in front of us that couldn't even talk. They just kept staring at you.
Oh, I had a crush.
Yes. So that was going really well until our friends Bill and Fanny showed up. And the gang showed up, right?
Yeah, the whole gang.
And in the past, they have got a little crazy. They've got a little naked. I will say there was some blowjobs in the VIP area. Is that safe to say?
Yep, there was.
Well, this year, they took it to a whole other level, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Let me tell you what happened. If you thought blowjobs were bad last year, they took it up. This year, Fanny was getting her pussy eaten on the dance floor.
Okay, but first, not on the dance floor. Let's first talk about what we do. We always go into the same corner.
Yes.
Up in the top. It's like this little VIP section, and we always are there, and we hang out, and we have a big group of people. And then there's like a little stairwell that goes up to that little section, and Fanny was doing like reverse Spider-Man on like literally like, what's the one where they call it like the bridge or something when you're doing like core or plank exercise?
Oh, yeah,
it's like
exactly,
it's basically a reverse plank. She was holding herself up as she got eaten out on the stairwell, over the stairwell. It's not even on it because she was like on the stair, like the handles of the stairwell. It's crazy. With her feet too. I'm just imagining it.
And then can we say she squirted all over the ground, right?
Yeah. That's a slip hazard.
So at that point, I thought, wow, this has got pretty crazy.
Yeah. Oh, it gets better.
Yeah. Then one of their friends showed up and he started fucking her.
On the stairs.
On the stairs in front of the entire club.
Yeah.
Now.
But this is a gay club.
Yeah. It's a gay club. Now, the crazy thing is, you know, I can tell you this. Like, I worked in entertainment for a long time, nightclubs. And there would be, you know, we had risers where go-go dancers happened. And you'd have girls dancing up there, maybe with no underwear. You know, stuff would happen. And people would just look and gawk and go crazy. Guys would be all over the place.
And Fanny has a great body. Yeah. Great body.
We literally had people squirting and getting fucked. And there was not one person looking.
Because the guys don't care.
There was not a person
looking. They might have slightly checked out the guy fucking her. Like, is he big?
No. Yeah. It was the craziest fucking shit ever.
They don't care.
It was crazy,
that's
right?
Wild. Well, I mean, it's funny because it's like, if we were at Power Exchange and that was happening, you bet your ass you would have like at least 40 people surrounding and watching. It'd be very interesting. It's entertaining, I would say. But it didn't. That was funny. I love it. Man, this is when I wish I was a gay man, because there's so many very attractive gay men out there.
Yeah. So, speaking of that subject, so I went to the bathroom there. Okay. Now it was funny. The girls' bathroom when you went was very short.
Yeah.
When I got in the line,
there's not really any girls.
There was probably like 20 guys in the way to go to the bathroom. Right. I was halfway through the line, and there was a couple of guys talking to me, very nice. And then the guy in front of me started holding my hand again.
Oh, my God. So now, this is our second.
The question is, I didn't know when I get into the situation, what do I do when he holds my hand? I mean, he held it for like 10 minutes.
No, he did not.
He did. There was like eight guys in front of me.
This is when you are exaggerating.
It's not. I mean, I was in line for like 15 minutes, okay? So my question is, if you're a gay man and you listen to our show, what do I do? Do I just continue holding their hand? Do I put it around their waist?
Of course you still.
Do I tell them I'm not gay? I need help with this one, please, please.
What you do is then you take their hand and put it in their pocket and get their wallet out.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
So my other question to you is, like, when we were in the bathroom stall and I was giving them a blowjob, at what point No, I'm joking. I didn't go that far. So here's the deal. So our friends still stayed there. So they were eventually, let's go into this discussion real quick, just so people know what happens. Our friends, Bill and Fanny, said, hey, we are going to be hanging down there like last year. Can we put our luggage in your room? Right?
Yeah.
No problem. So they had another friend show up and another friend show up, right?
So we had a lot of luggage.
So we had a lot of luggage in our room, correct? So now our friends decided to stay at the gay club for a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really late. So to make a long story short, we make our way back to the hotel. Anna has a great idea to pick up a Cubano sandwich.
I love them.
And a burger. This comes in later, by the way, of this story. So we have the Cubano. You and me both take a little nap because we're a little tired, right?
Mm. Yes.
And then our friends suddenly start showing up. And their friends start showing up. And another friend starts showing up,
right?
We have a house party. And then even more bags came. So here's the deal. When we come back, we're going to talk about going to the Power Exchange at night and the 50-man fuckathon that she did, right?
Ding, 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 ding.
And there is some good stories to go along with that.
Oh, yeah.
So can we say we'll be back in 1 second with that?
We'll be back in 2 seconds.
Welcome back to the TSU, the gangbang edition. Is there anything else I can get you, Anna? You want another drink or anything? You sure?
You know, after that long, long segment, I had to get a drink.
Okay, there's one thing I want to talk about. I didn't talk about last segment real quick. I wanted to talk about the Folsom Street Fair crowd and how great everybody was. So, you know, when you have an event with 400,000 people, especially from a guy who's like me who used to do events, it's so amazing you don't see no fights. You don't see many police. There really was not even no bag checks, no metal detectors.
Yeah, everybody was kind of like, it was very free.
Yeah. And I think
free. They were taking donations, of course. But like, it was just a very open event.
I just want to say I was so proud of everybody. There was no problems. And it's a good feeling knowing that these things can still happen today. And there's a lot of love out there.
Yeah, there's not a lot of like violence or anything to be scared of other than holding hands.
Yes. Thank you very much. So now let's bounce back to our hotel room, right?
Okay.
We had the group. We had the gang. Everybody's taking their showers. Everybody's getting dressed. We are talking about the gangbang. So us, the Sensational Unicorn, had already worked with Power Exchange, and we've lined up telling on their Instagrams or socials this was going to happen. We put it on ours. They put it out on theirs. And they were nice enough to hold a bed for us. So we had a pre-reserved bed all ready to go. And then me and Anna had a great idea of basically coming up with a tally board, right?
Tally system. We tally need system. To keep track.
And I want to guess, who was the ring girl? Can I ask who the ring girl was?
It was me.
Yes.
I kept tally and I showed it to everyone and I tried to recruit cock recruitment. I was also ring girl and cock recruitment.
And I was the basically ring announcer. So Anna was kind of going around and I gave the let's get ready to fuck. Now, most of the crowd thought it was pretty funny. There was a couple people, I don't know, that quite got it. I think some people were a little scared, frankly. But I did it a couple times, though. So, and then I did start applause, and then people got into it. Now, let's set up Fanny, okay? Fanny came in a beautiful leather corset outfit, right?
Yes.
No panties, boobs hanging out.
And a trench coat.
Trench coat. Her husband basically took her to the bed, correct?
Yes, and strapped her down.
Strapped her down.
Ball gagged her. For at least now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we lined guys up, right, Anna?
Yeah.
Now, what was the, how would you describe the types of guys there?
I mean, there's everybody, really. There's from like a Chippendale stripper to a, you know, blue collared worker guy or dressed up in a practically a whole suit type of guy. Everybody, all from all backgrounds.
I would say very ethnically diverse. Is that the right way to say that?
Well, that too, yeah. Lots of BBCs.
Yes. You
know. Those BBCs got some, yeah, they got it served. Or did they serve? She got it served.
Speaking of, not jumping ahead of the game, what? But there was one of the guys fucking her. It may have been number 22, not to be breaking number down. But when he was fucking her, he was actually literally looked like he was on a trampoline.
Oh, yeah, like guy? He was just like it was like a, yeah, like a pogo stick, yeah. But he Bung. Was reverse pogo stick. Bung. Yeah.
Bung. It was quite, she seemed he to was, really like that guy. He
caught air. They both caught air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was pretty impressed. So how do you describe it? It was going pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, at some point it kind of like thinned out. Dang it. Maybe they all got off and then we had a group more together.
In between that, we did somehow meet a new friend of a couple that was very sweet. We have given her the name Missy and Mister, am I correct?
Yes, Missy and Mister. And she had front row seats.
Front row seats. And yeah, we actually gave them a little better access at one point, correct?
Behind the line.
Yes. So she's very cute. I would say, and I will tell you this, Anna, she's a hairdresser.
Oh.
And I do have a little fetish for hairdressers. That's in my...
What kind of fetish do you not have a thing for?
I like glory holes. I like nurses.
Pet play.
I like pet play. I like voyeur stuff. I like dark rooms. And
sensory.
I like holding gay men's hands.
Yes. Yes. Okay? Yes, you do.
Okay. So that's what was happening there. But we, you know, suddenly we became... And the reason I mention this out of nowhere is that's the great thing about these type of situations is you can go to a club and somehow you meet somebody random and you can know these people for 5-10 years in your life. And it's a good thing. You just have to keep your mind open. And you were nice enough to say to me like, hey, they were really cool. You should go get their number. And that's something sometimes people don't do is they meet people and they don't get their numbers and you could lose a lifetime friendship. So right. Yes. Okay. So sorry.
A missed connection.
So let me bounce back to Fanny number 22. So it was going pretty crazy, but however, it started slowing down, right?
I started offering fluffing to keep everybody hard.
Yes. You were, and the crowd, the staff was running like hand sanitizers to you.
Yeah. Oh, you know, so I was a ring girl, cock recruiter.
Yeah.
And I was a fluffer.
And what else happened? More bottles of water being thrown our way.
Yeah. Yes, more bottles came.
I had like 7 guys of, and it did have another great thing, by the way. I would say halfway through, this guy came up to me and he goes, hey, can I, your guy, is that your friend? I go, yeah. He goes, can I have his socks?
Who?
This little short guy asked if I could have Bill's socks.
That's up to Bill.
Exactly. Now, and it was not our friend from the Folsom Street Fair who wanted to tie your shoes, just so you know.
Yeah, totally different.
So that, I thought that was pretty good. So here's the deal. Round two, it started slowing. It stopped at 30, right?
Right. But she had a little pre-gaming down in the dungeon, too.
How many people you had down there?
And then she post-gamed, huh?
I mean, you know, in the dungeon, it got a little crazy down there, right?
Yeah, there was like 18.
Because there was no ropes. There was no...
People get more excited and brave because it's dark.
Yeah. So it was a little crazy, but I mean, I think it was fun. So
meet her goal.
Yeah, they went back officially. Upstairs eventually again. 50 guys. That's a lot.
Yeah. You know, 50 fucks. That's her. That's Fanny.
What,
50 fuck Fanny.
I will tell you another story about me that happened. As you know me.
Yeah.
So you went to the bathroom. I went freelancing a little. I'm going to walk around and see what's going on, right? I'm going to go walk.
Up.
Yeah, there was a line. I'm like, I'm going to go see what's going on. I saw a pretty hot chick. Okay? I think she may have been Asian. I'm not quite sure. Okay? She bent over and I thought, that's a pretty nice ass. I have to admit.
Yeah.
So I kind of looked her and then she was
excited, weren't you?
She was walking downstairs. I kind of followed her downstairs. I want to see what was going to happen. So she kind of was leaning around a curve. I was kind of looking at her ass again.
I know. It isn't. It's usually the really hot ones that are really not girls. Yes.
And I went to go follow, maybe say hi to her. And she turned around and it was a guy. So once again.
Yeah, it's destiny. It's destiny pulling you to your true, true future.
I am open for all great experiences in that. I was just...
Denial.
I think over this trip, I got molested in an elevator.
You got more action with guys than you did with girls.
I had a guy kiss me. I had held two or three men's hands.
Lots of hand job oral sex in the bathroom.
Yeah, I got orally mouth fucked in the bathroom.
You did not.
Yeah. So... And my number was 7 in the bathroom at that gay club, by the way.
Wow.
So I was trying to
get
10.
Double digits that day?
No, I didn't. Told them I was a newbie and I wanted to start slow. Okay?
Just kind of ease yourself in. So 7 sounded like a good number.
Yes. You know, I want to talk about when we went back to the hotel. Or should we go to a break and tell the funny story what happened afterwards?
Afterwards.
Okay. So let's go to break. We'll be right back with the Sensational Unicorn right after this. Welcome back to the TSU, Anna.
Oops. Yes.
Okay, so we came back.
TSU for life.
We came back from Folsom, okay? We go back to the room, okay?
Yes.
What was sitting in the room that we remembered was in the room?
It was in the fridge because it was cold.
Yes. You said to me, why would you put the burger in the fridge? And my first thought was, well, I don't want food poisoning was the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah.
So I said, don't worry about it. Keep it out for a second and we will have the burger. And you were like, what?
I am not going to have a cold burger. I don't care if it's like even a little cold. No.
Now, most people would be like, okay, I'll live with it. Nope. Not Anna.
No, I called.
You called?
I called.
Yep. So what happened? About 10 minutes later, a maintenance worker came up carrying a huge microwave to our room.
Microwave in the room.
Freaking ridiculous. You were trying to work on a little business after at the Folsom Street Fair, weren't you?
Yes. So I want to start some beauty and skincare cosmetics. And so I made some lip gloss. It was lip plumping lip gloss. And I gave it out with our little business cards and our Cassidy cards. And
that was cute.
Yeah.
So our friends of Missy and Mr. Alry wrote us. Apparently, they're working on it. They want to do a photo shoot. There's a lifestyle club that wants to do it. So you're invited to that with them.
Oh, okay.
So it goes back to my question. You never know who you're going to meet, who your new friends are going to meet. Anna, what do you want to do coming up this year?
Ooh. Well, I want to do AVN Awards. I want to go there. I want to go to Vegas at least before that. But I don't know if we'll get to that. And I'm starting my business, and I think they should have, I should have my own booth next year at Folsom Street.
You should.
Yeah.
Giving blowjobs.
No.
With a lip, your lip gloss. Oh, you know what we should talk about real quick?
Oh, there you go. Blowjob lip gloss.
Please talk about your test you did with lip gloss and the pepper.
Oh, what do you mean?
That was burning the girl's lips.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't, if you want my, if you're going to get my hot, hot, hot lip plumper, do not get blowjobs with it. There's pepper oil in it. Like, what is it? Like 1 million
Scoville units.
Scovilles. No, but it is like, in, I think the whole bottle, like, I don't know. But I just put like one little dab in there and I was like, oh, maybe just a little bit more. And I put another dab in there and I was like, oh shit, I should have stayed with one. So note to self, only one dab.
But it was still, I mean, I think like that stuff is super sexy. Women are going to love it.
Oh, yeah. It works.
So, Anna, how can people get a hold of this really fast?
Okay. Well, on Instagram, we are TSU Lifestyle and then also the Sensational Unicorn Podcast. On Twitter, we are TSU Lifestyle. And you can message us on both of those. And if you want to email us, we are thesensationalunicorn@gmail.com. And if you want to just send us a text, the number is 916-836-1336.
And here's the deal, Anna. I got good news for you.
Ooh.
Our friends Bill and Fanny are going to do another fuck party again.
Ooh, yes.
They are going to do another one. So we will let people know when they're going to do it, okay?
I know. They usually do it every other month.
So that's it.
Darn.
That is it. So we will see you next week on the Sensational Unicorn. Bye-bye. Peace out.